Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I got another request. Somebody wants to know who is singing this song and what is the name of the song. I talked to the songwriter earlier today, and he's going to get with his band. This is an original song that we're using for this show, and I'm using it for another project that I'm doing. And I think it's a great song. And over the years of being in music radio, I have picked a lot of hits. And I think this song is a hit. Whether it goes anywhere, I don't know. But it is an original song. And as soon as I get full permission to tell you who it is, I will. And we'll tell you how to download it and everything. But, you know, people are interested in the song. And it is a good song. So before I get back to the topic we're talking about, the breaking news today that Empire actor Jesse Smollett now has had all charges against him dropped. Man, this is a shocker. Do you feel sorry for the guy, the man who woke up in a New Orleans hotel room and his luxury Swiss watch and iPhone and jewelry were missing? I mean, this watch, it's really gaudy. I mean, I would never buy something like this, but if it's something that you like, well, that's fine. But it was like valued at like between $50,000 and $80,000, the watch. So here's what happens. This is the way I understand the story. So this man invites this woman to his hotel room. He says they were just talking. And he falls asleep. And he wakes up. His watch is gone. iPhone's gone. And some of his jewelry is missing. I mean, I should laugh, but come on. You know the rule. If you invite a woman to your room, don't fall asleep. Because you might get ripped off. I'm Scoot. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I'm glad you're with us this afternoon. We have a lot to talk about. Also, the Cubes are out for Jazz Fest 2019. And some of our bumper music will be some of the different people who are performing. And we'll tell you when and where they're performing. We also have the entire Cube layout for Jazz Fest. See who is playing on what stages and when and which days. All of that is on our website, WWL.com. But there was some shocking news, and for those of you who are just tuning in, the actor from the Empire series, Jesse Smollett, who told this story about this hate crime being committed against him, he told this story, and then the story started to fall apart. And it seemed like a very credible story. I mean, I believed the media and the legitimacy of covering the other aspect of this story. At first, it seemed like, man, this guy was the victim of a hate crime. And then you start hearing all of these inconsistencies. Here's one inconsistency from this text. Receipts from his credit card showing the items purchased to do the attack. Man, this dude is guilty. Sad day for Chicago. Kind of like Louisiana politics. So these two brothers were blamed. Their surveillance video of two brothers, I mean, they're black, but I think they're technically brothers. They're not just brothers, but they're brothers, buying the stuff that was used to attack the guy. And there were a lot of things about Jesse Smollett's story that kind of fell apart, making it seem as if he was making this up to get attention. And one of the reasons that he may have been making it up was because he was going through contract negotiations. So the media covers this story. And it seems to me like this was a believable story that needed to be covered. So now, suddenly this morning, boom, all charges dropped. The mayor of Chicago, police chief of Chicago, shocked. They had no idea. So what happened here? I mean, did somebody get paid off? And who paid who? You know, Fox is the entertainment network. Fox Entertainment is different from the Fox News Channel. Fox Entertainment carries Empire. Could they have paid somebody off to have these charges dropped? Because they were called to the courthouse today in Cook County, and I don't think they knew why they were going there. Suddenly they're brought into the courtroom, all charges are dropped. Maybe they knew because something was being worked out in the background, but 16 counts against this guy suddenly dropped. Did you believe the story that Jussie Smollett staged a hate crime attack against him. I did. I thought it was believable. I didn't find him guilty. Never said he was guilty on the show, but I found that to be a believable story. So, once again, the media gets attacked for covering a story. But yet the media is following a believable story. The same thing is true with President Trump and other Republicans demanding that the news media apologize for its coverage of the Mueller investigation. If President Trump, though, did some things that were deceptive during the investigation, the news media had no choice but to follow those things. And so I don't think the news media owes anybody an apology for the way it covered that story. And so I find it interesting that there will be a group of people that never believed President Trump could possibly ever have been involved in any kind of collusion or any kind of obstruction of justice. And so they attacked the media for covering the story. But that was a believable story. So now let's go to the case of Empire actor Jussie Smollett. That was a believable story. How many people believed that this guy, this actor, was creating this frenzy to get publicity? That also was a believable story. Do you blame the media for covering that? If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Don, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Earlier, you asked if we believe the media would lie. Do we think the media lies? And my answer is not directly, but absolutely they lie. And here's the proof of it. And I'm not talking about local media. I'm talking about the fake news CNN that is now confirmed.
Wait. What do you mean the fake news CNN?
I'm gonna prove it. Their analysts, their expert analysts. The former director of the CIA, James Brennan.
Clapper?
Got on there for months. Clapper.
Sorry.
Got on there for months and months, if not for over a year now, and has said he colluded, and he used his expert opinion and his supposed inside knowledge to put forth the story as a member of the CNN family. As a paid expert for them, that this was true. And now Mueller's come out and said it never happened. That's what I'm talking about with fake news.
Well, first of all, Don, James Clapper is giving his opinion. It is based on his expertise, but did you believe him just because he said it?
No, I don't. But the problem is that CNN frames it. The way they frame it is that it's news. And I understand it's opinion, just like your show is opinion. WWL is an opinion radio that gives news at the top and the bottom of the hour.
Correct.
But the way CNN, the cable news network, portrays themselves is that they're part of the news programming when they do this kind of stuff.
And so is that, look, Don, I mean, don't make me call it the Fox News channel and bring that up as well, because Fox News does the same thing.
Oh, Hannity's horrible for it. Hannity's horrible for it, and a whole bunch of other ones. Look, Fox News is good for it.
But it's not technically fake news if it's opinion, or there are people that make mistakes, Don. There's no doubt about that. And the media is made up of human beings, and they make mistakes. But fake news is a story that is concocted that has no credibility whatsoever, and there's no evidence to support it.
What James Clapper was saying had no credibility and no evidence to support it. That's what Mueller said. And my point is that your show, you are very clear on your show, and I appreciate it all the time. Yours is an opinion talk show. You clarify that. You don't ever see CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC clarifying that, wait, you know what, we're a talk show, we're an opinion show. They always talk about how they're the news.
But Don, you didn't believe James Clapper. I don't know that James Clapper, I blame the audience ultimately. that, you know, we have a responsibility as consumers of the media to be skeptical. And if we buy into opinions that are told to us, even from somebody that has a credible background, then I think that's kind of our fault. I don't think CNN should put somebody up there who has no credibility. You know, James Clapper has been attacked by the right, no question about that. He did say a lot of negative things as if he really knew about President Trump. And what we're hearing from the summary by William Barr, the Attorney General, is that, you know, everything that James Clapper said was simply not true.
Well, we know James Clapper is a proven liar, and yet CNN still keeps him. And I'm talking about before all of it started. We know that James Clapper went before a congressional committee and swore, stated under oath before a congressional committee, that the intelligence community was not collecting massive amounts of data.
Okay.
All right. That was a
who
lie.
Else? Who else on CNN? That, I mean, I don't put a lot into what James Clapper says. I listen to him sometimes, but I don't believe everything he tells me. I mean, you make it sound like CNN is perpetuating a lie.
Well, in that particular case, they were. But what I'm getting at is that they frame their opinions it's news, and that's why they're always called the fake news, because they don't clarify. Look, this is our opinions. This is not the news part. This is our commentary on the news.
I have to take a break, Don. I appreciate the call. I love the conversation, but this is something we talk about on this show, and I don't hear people in the media talking about this, because this is really true. If the media tells you something that isn't true, and it's based on a show that carries opinions, then don't you bear some responsibility for just buying it, just believing it? I mean, Fox News does it as much as CNN. And I don't keep track. They all do it. And Don's right. They do frame opinions as if it is the factual news. And it's not. But if you buy into it, if you buy into everything Fox News says, is that Fox News' fault or is it your fault? If you buy into everything CNN says, is that CNN's fault or is that your fault? All right, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. Friday, April 26th, first Friday of Jazz Fest, the Revivalists on the Gentilly stage at 525. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Should the news media apologize for covering the Mueller investigation, for all the stuff that was said, for all the things that were talked about? What about the note that was proven to have been a lie that President Trump was part of aboard Air Force One coming back from overseas to cover it for his son? The media can't help but cover these stories. And so now there's this big turnaround, like, well, now that President Trump is totally innocent, and again, we don't know that. We just know that from the summary, there's no collusion, and yet there were some things that make him possibly guilty of some things, but there wasn't enough evidence to charge him. So I get that it's time for him to celebrate based on that, but maybe there's some things we still don't know. But why blame the news media for covering a legitimate, believable story? And when you look at the behavior of some of the people close to President Trump, and I was very clear on this show to say, I don't know if there's any connection between any of these people during the campaign and President Trump. President Trump may not be involved in any of this at all. But it was a believable story. Now, that's not to say that there were not people in the media. And I do not totally disagree with our last caller, Don. And Don was talking about how the media frames things that are opinions and makes you want to believe it's factual. I get that. Yes, that's what the media does today. It's not the evening news broadcast on CBS, NBC, and ABC. It's the cable news channels. And if you have not come to the point where you understand that the cable news channels are opinion-based, they do have news, but most of the shows on there are based on opinion. Shepard Smith has his opinion. Sean Hannity has his opinion. Laura Ingraham has her opinion. So if you are a sucker to interpreting opinions as fact, I don't think that's anybody's fault except your own. So we all need to be a little bit more aware of that. Let me get back to your calls. From Uptown, Kevin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, just to weigh in on what you were just saying, I was just about to say the same thing. Some of these networks, including CNN and Fox and these big cable networks, have more than one show. Some shows report the news, and some shows report, you know, give their opinion.
That's right.
I've seen Smith go at it with Hannity a bunch of times, and they have completely different views, and completely different. And I've seen CNN have report the news, and then Rachel Maddow comes with her opinion. And it's always been like that with cable news.
But it's almost as if people get mad at the media because they believed or they're afraid. It's mostly a case, Kevin, I think, of people are afraid that somebody else is going to believe it because they never say they believe it. But they're afraid that somebody's going to believe an opinion as the truth. And so they bash the media for presenting an opinion while the audience should understand that these are opinions.
Yes, yes. I'll give you a good example. The gentleman was talking about opinion, nationwide and globally with these big news, but even on a local level. I remember growing up uptown and seeing reports on the local news of a situation that may have happened uptown, and the news got it wrong. It's not like they purposely did it. The information they got, they reported, but they didn't get all the complete information. They're not wrong or at fault or purposely trying to lie to you. There were just some more things they hadn't gotten in yet.
Well, that's right. And you know, one of the faults of the news media, particularly nationally, is this this quickness to be first to report something that sometimes they don't get it right. As long as it's correct, that it's not fake news. But if they present a story that is not true and they know it's not true and they continue to present that, well, that would be fake news.
That is correct. You know, I know a lot of people are paying attention to Barr's opinion on the Mueller report. That's just his opinion. You know, he's a legal guy, and I'm sure they got guys on his level and in his field that would think differently. But I think the door is still open, and I think Mueller left the door still open for a lot more indictments, because a lot of things, a lot of criminal activity will probably come out this report.
Well, you know, we'll have to see. I would like to know more about the report. Kevin, I'm glad you called. I'd like to know more about what's in the report. I'd like to know more about that than what comes from the president appointing the attorney general, William Barr. I'm not saying William Barr is wrong, but there's a possibility that his view is jaded. I mean, we are biased. You know, we see what we want to see. We hear what we want to hear. It's a characteristic of human beings. And so I'd like to know more about what's in the report. The point is, though, there are two sides to the whole Russia investigation. And there are people on both sides that will never agree. And we'll always agree that their side's right, the other side's wrong, and it doesn't matter what information comes out, nobody's minds are going to be changed. Here's a text that says, faking a hate crime should be a hate crime. Yeah, see, I love the logic of this audience. If you're on hold, hang on. Our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. I don't think the news media has anything to apologize for in general. I mean, some specific things, of course, but I don't think the news media in general has anything to apologize for when it comes to covering the Mueller investigation and all the information that was out there and all of the misdirections that President Trump was part of. This was all news because it comes from the President of the United States. So I'm going to respectfully disagree with Congressman Steve Scalise, who believes that Democrats, and I'm not sure if he included the media, but he thinks Democrats owe President Trump an apology. Well, maybe the Democrats to some degree, because they were certainly working toward impeachment. As part of the media, I was just interested in the story. And by the way, I thought of something interesting with Congressman Scalise. You know, we've talked on this show before about how he wants to go to 80s night with me. That One-Eyed Jackson the Quarter, Thursday night. He wants to go with me one night. And we were waiting for him to get better. Well, Congressman, now you're going to have to wait for me to get better. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Excuse me. Did you believe the story that Empire actor Jesse Smollett staged, that a hate crime attack against him? He made up this story that there was a hate crime against him for publicity. Did you first believe him when he told that story? Let's see. Let me get a quick update here. You can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. 92% say yes, they believed it. 8% say no, They did not. Give us, again, your opinion by going to WWL.com. From Carrollton, Alice, welcome to our show this afternoon.
Hi, how you doing? I just had to call because I was listening. The show is good. I think about that other call about Clapper. It just amazes me, Scoop, that we sit there and call other people liars and they just did this and CNN and this and that. But we forgot our president tells lies every day. And no one, this young caller, whoever he was that called, never talks about that. What's the difference in Clapper and him?
Well, and then, yeah, I don't know that there's ahead. I don't know that there's any difference except that I would even
no,
I would not. I would except I would expect even more out of the president of the United States than a talking head on a cable news channel.
Right, that's exactly it. And as far as Jesse Smollett, I first believed him, and then after, no, and I still don't believe. And what gets me is when I heard the mayor and the chief of police are very upset.
Yeah.
Something happens. And the reason I'm saying this, and my daughter called me and said, Mama, this is what happened, you know, because I never believed him. And so she said, oh, he's clear. No, he's not. And then the top it off, to add insults to injury, is they're going to steal the – he's not a teenager. Yep. He's a grown man. And what should come out is what happened. And if something has took place where they covered this mess up, it should. I'm African American. I don't care who I am. Right is right. And yep. His behind should be held accountable like any of us, just like the president, you, or anyone else.
Alice, I'm glad you called, and I totally agree. And like you, in the beginning, I started to believe this guy, Jesse Smollett. I thought, oh, man, this guy had a hate crime perpetrated against him. This guy's, you know, he's attacked by two people, shouting racial slurs at him. He's gay. He's black. They're beating him up. And his injuries really were not that bad. And a caller earlier pointed out that she had never seen a hate crime victim look that good. And maybe she's got a point. But then, you know, suddenly the story started to change, that things didn't make sense. And there were two brothers that apparently were involved in this. There's surveillance video of them buying the stuff that was used to attack him. And that seemed to have been verified. So the news media did its job by covering this story. I don't know what happened, but something happened. And somebody might have been paid. I've got a text here that says, so I'm hearing from my cousins in Chicago that the police are outraged. Jesse Smollett's sister apparently worked for the Obama campaign and had become friends with them. Get it? George Soros, Obama connection. Maybe so. Something suddenly happened to make all of this go away. Because there was really credible information. But I do see somewhat of a hypocritical parallel. Because I think there may be a lot of people who believed Jesse Smollett's story from the very beginning. From what they heard in the news, they believed his story. And then they believed the story that was in the media, that it was fake. It was staged. But yet, that same group also believed President Trump was never involved in anything involving the Russia investigation. And in one case, the media is supposed to apologize. In the other case, well, you'd have to say the media needs to apologize. But the media needs to continue to follow this story. Because something strange happened. This is not the biggest news that is affecting our country, but it sure is an interesting story about the media, about the truth, and about the possibility that money can get you out of doing things that you've done. So we'll continue to follow this story. Hey, if you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with more of your comments. Our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. Who is playing, when, what days, and on what stage at Jazz Fest 2019? Friday, April 26th, first Friday of Jazz Fest on the Gentilly stage at 3:30. It's this band that I first saw this band at Voodoo Fest a couple of years ago, The Head and the Heart. And I like this new band. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Well, at this point, Empire actor Jesse Smollett is free to do what he wants any old time. Attorneys for the Empire actor say charges alleging that he lied to Chicago police about a hate crime attack have been totally dropped. Suddenly dropped. Smollett's attorneys this morning in a statement said that Smollett's record has been wiped clean. Smollett was indicted on 16 felony counts related to making a false report about being attacked by two men who shouted racial and homophobic slurs at him. And this was, according to some stories or some information, was all done to bring attention to his acting career because he was going through contract negotiations. Hey, let me mention very quickly, a limited number of tickets to see the Rolling Stones at Jazz Fest 2019. They're the second Thursday, Jazz Fest, May the 2nd. A limited number of Stones tickets for Jazz Fest going on sale tomorrow. We have the information right now on our website, WWL.com. So we're talking about this Jesse Smollett story. And something strange happened. And the media certainly should follow the story. You know, sometimes people get mad at the media because they don't like the story. They get mad at the messenger because they don't like the information or they can't defend the information. And they wish the information hadn't been out there. I can't tell you how many times on this show I talked about something involving something. And obviously people who just cannot defend it, they're just mad that it's getting out there. Well, you shouldn't even be talking about that. You should talk about something else today. I mean, that's like the default position. You know, let's blame the messenger. Steve, you're on WWL. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon. I'm calling you. First of all, I wanted to say hats off. I listen to your show, and I agree with you sometimes. Most times I don't, but I still love your show.
I appreciate
today,
it.
Today, though, I'm taking my hat off to you because you said you did something today that I wish more members of the media would do, and you openly said that you disagreed with Steve Scalise, and I honor that because to me the biggest problem is if we're going to hold people accountable like the president, and I heard two callers today go different routes with that, about one saying the media and the Democrats should apologize, and then another lady calling in saying well President Trump lies so much, and I say okay. Let's go with that. But what about, let's talk about the D.C. Brotherhood of homesteading senators and congressmen who live up there, and depending on what side of the fence, which election is coming up, yeah, and who they need to support to get elected, which side of the fence they jump on.
That's
because
right.
Back when President Obama was in office, Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who are calling this immoral, this whole fence thing, that's immoral. Well, when Obama was in office, we needed that. They're both have plenty of video.
Well, of course. Yeah, Steve,
saying they need that. You know,
we talk about the hypocrisy on both sides
exactly.
Every afternoon on this show. And when I said I disagreed with Steve Scalise, I like him as a person. But I you know, professionally, I disagree with him on this matter and on other matters as well. And I'm not afraid to say that. And, you know, he and I have a good enough relationship to where I'm sure he would come on this show anytime. And he wants to go dancing with me 80s night, but now he has to wait for me to get better, for me to get off the crutches.
Well, my thing is I honored that, but I think it was big of you because I don't ever see anybody, lots of talk shows and even on television news shows, they bring on the sitting members of Congress and Senate, and no one will ever say they disagree. And just I'm glad you have a good relationship with them, but I'm glad you also were able to admit openly that you disagree with his approach to it. Even though I support his approach for the most part, I agree with you that, no, the media is reporting on stuff that's being put out there, and that's the way it is. That's what they're supposed to do. But the Democrats, I think that to keep going after this and saying, oh, no, well, we want to investigate further. We just have to find this. Now they really are making it look like
Look, Steve, you're right. The Democrats are in a tough position. I mean, they have to be careful how they handle this because they can make
right.
it. They can make it seem as if they're just going after the president as opposed to going after the truth. Now, if there is
right.
something in the Mueller report that was not accurately summarized by the Attorney General, William Barr, then the American public has a right to know. So yeah. The media needs to follow the story, but, you know, the Democrats can't make it seem as if, pick up your pitchforks, let's run to the town square and hang the guy.
Yep. Well, listen, I know you got a lot of callers.
All right, Steve.
Thanks for taking my call. You have a blessed day.
All right, you too, man. Appreciate the call. Coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about this survey showing that millennials place a higher priority on a date's political views than on sex. You know, I actually kind of understand that. All right, the Cubes are out for Jazz Fest 2019. Saturday, April 27th, Better Than Ezra, Acura Stage 205. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. By the way, the Cubes are on our website right now. We've got the story at WWL.com. We'll be right back. Boz Skaggs, Jazz Fest, Blues Tent, 540, Saturday, April 27th. Let me tell you how long I've been in this business, especially for you kids listening. I was on the air doing a morning show with Scoot in the Morning, and I played this song when it was first released as a hit, okay? So all of this comes full circle for me. From New Orleans, Olinda, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Olinda?
Yes.
Hi, you're on WWL.
Thank you. Just about a few comments that I have. The president is the president, whether he's wrong or right, or whether we agree or disagree on what he does. I disagree on a lot of things, and then I agree on a lot of things he does also. I'm definitely on the greens with him building that wall, because if he let all of those people in, it's going to be a sad day for black people with jobs, I promise you. So, and now with the Jesse story, I don't know why everyone is in disbelief. This has been going on for years. They let people go who they want to let go.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be focusing on the police. We see them kill innocent people, people who are running away from them. They shoot them now and they get off with it. And why are we so focused on Jesse, even though...
Well, there have been a few cases where police have certainly done the wrong thing. Olinda, I'm sorry, I have to let it go there. I've got news coming up. The Scoot Report is the video. It's a live conversation going on Facebook right now on WWL Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.